Discipline stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot.
This plant just helped me chill out. Found focus. Found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive. Less protective. More progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier. But this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, it's each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Discipline Stoners Podcast with your host 11.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness.
Welcome back to another episode of Discipline Stoners.
I'm your host 11.
My name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness.
And today, okay, I'm so excited about our next guest, everyone. Our next guest is a belly dancing champion, an actor, a phenomenal comedian. I mean, just, I can't stress that enough. A host of her own daily show. Please welcome Angelica Scanura.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh, Mike, thank you for being here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so nice to finally have you on the show.
And you two are so talented as well.
I just watched you
act in something recently where you're acting like a nerd.
Yes, it was on my Instagram.
Yes.
It's from a movie called Rock to Pussy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, no, you did that really well.
Thank you. That's like the only scene that is usable for me in that one. I was like very much a side character, but that scene specifically I'm really proud of. So if you haven't seen it, please go watch it. But we're not here to talk about
you're
me.
You're a killer. Can you explain yourself a little bit? Because we can talk about all the titles, but you got a couple cool things going on. You're a crazy good stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
Me like, and Winn are mutual fans of yours.
Yeah, like you were just talking about how you were striving to be like as good as your partner.
Yeah.
Which like, is an extremely humble, modest perspective.
You've got to see my boyfriend do comedy,
we
though.
We will.
And
will.
Also, but for, like legit, like I strive to be better because of you.
Oh.
Like actually, yeah.
Oh
like,
my gosh. Well,
that's truly like
so
a,
good.
Because
thank you
I
for
just
that.
Think like the last time I saw you, I was like, you're a fucking pro.
Yeah, you take the opportunity, like you break through every room, like whether it's a small room or a big room, you can play and adjust to it, and you're doing physical justice to the jokes as well. Like you're a real storyteller. Like, how did that happen for you? Why are you this funny? Can you start there?
Oh man, well I have a very funny family.
Okay.
And in like 2004, I listened to Dane Cook's Harmful and Swallowed.
Yes! I love that.
That's so good.
By the way,
Jergasm?
Yeah. So that's when I became a fan of stand-up, and I loved how physical he was. And I was like, oh, you know, someday when I retire from dancing, I'll go into stand-up. And I just kind of thought that.
Oh.
And then, you know, the injuries start to come, and I go, do I really? I was getting sick of, like, dolling up every night and being this very kind of, like this serious person. Because I really am not like that. And then, like, 7 years ago, I jumped into comedy. And it took a couple tries before I really committed. Like, it's hard to commit to. It was the kind of thing where, because I acted before. Yeah. And I was like, I can just figure out my lines, go on stage and just do it, and it's going to be funny and hilarious every single time. And then you actually start to do it, and you're like, oh my God, no. Every room is different.
Yeah.
This is so hard. And I was also like, with acting, I was really hitting a wall with like how I was coming off when we weren't rolling.
Yes.
Like being a normal person that's just kind of like, who am I? I've only just danced my feelings out my entire life. And it was very frustrating for me to not actually be able to articulate how I was feeling or who I was. So I was like, stand-up will help me. It'll help my acting. It'll help me do this, and this. I never thought that I was actually going to like fall in love with it and want to pursue it
Oh, wow.
and see it as a way into all the things that I already valued and loved doing. And then, you know, I started and I was like, wait a second. I had one good set and then I was like, I actually really suck and I have nothing to say. So I just like kind of bopped around for like a year and showed up to some shows and got booked here and there and then would struggle every single time. And people were like, oh, you know, you just don't, like, we never see you around. You're never around. And then I realized you have to do it every night. And then I was like, okay, this is so all-consuming. And then I shifted my life to, like, accommodate that. But it took a long time to do it.
Yeah.
And then once I finally let go of, like, I retired from belly dancing, which, thanks pandemic, like, I
Was that, quick sidebar, was that challenging to retire from something, like, that you've spent so much time with?
Yes, it was and it wasn't. Like, I was looking for a way out at that point, and it was late nights, and it was just, I wasn't going anywhere anymore, and I found myself, it was like a job, and I didn't enjoy it. And then the pandemic came, and I'm like, well, this is convenient.
Yeah.
How long were you belly dancing before that?
10 years.
Wow.
And I danced all over the place, all over the world, and it was really, really fun. But I would get myself in trouble a lot with my big mouth, and I'd make jokes, and people would be like, did you just insult my family? And I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. and then I was like, what do I talk about? I was like, talk about what you know. So I started writing belly dance jokes, and then I was hiding those jokes from people in case they found out about it. And I had like a double identity, and then I'm like, you know what, I gotta take the plunge, I'm gonna do it. There was one very brief period of time right before the pandemic where I was straddling the line of having to do a belly dance show and a stand-up show in the same night. Ooh. And it was really stressful because I literally, if I went from stand-up to belly, I'd be in an Uber with scotch tape on my eyes, putting on a smoky eye, freaking transforming in the car and rolling it and being like, hey! And it's like, I had beer breath. Yeah. I had I had a beer at the show. I came to a stand-up show with my roll-on suitcase. I looked like a prostitute. Like, everyone's like, are you just like a hooker? Like, are you, I could see you as a dom. And I'm like, it's almost that.
Oh my God.
But the point is, it took a very long time for me to go, this is what I'm doing now. And once I kind of surrendered myself to it, and then, you know, the pandemic took away all the performance time too. And when I started, it was very much an era of like, do 5 sets a night, do this, jump to this mic, go to this show with one person that's drunk in the corner.
Yeah.
And I was just like literally just trying to get reps in.
Stand up?
But it wasn't, up. But it wasn't really like.
We all know those.
It wasn't like working. And then the pandemic took all that away and I had to get more thoughtful. I started reading more. I started going, oh my gosh, now that I have no performance time, I'm going to try to just write and see what can happen there if I channel my energy differently. And it's changed the way I approach stand up. Now it's like, okay, I know that I have the one chance or two chances to do it every night and I got to know what I'm saying and be more thoughtful about it. And
amazing.
And it took a while though, right? Like,
yeah.
You know when you think everything you think and say is funny and you're like, I'm just fucking, everybody's gonna laugh all the time at me, no matter what. And then that doesn't happen. And you're like, what? Why don't you like me?
Yeah, I had this Brita joke because I just started in 2020 again, early 2020, I started up again.
Yeah, cut the Brita wheel.
And I came out hot with this Brita joke that I thought was hilarious. It was something about changing the Brita filter and or not changing it. I can't really remember
like,
at this point.
Like, is that little number on the dial accurate? And she just kept trying to run at it different ways.
It
and
didn't work for like 25
fan,
times.
Like, I love it, but like after every stop, like, gotta cut the Brita win. Gotta cut the Brita.
So gotta cut the Brita, babe.
It never worked.
Do you give Winnie feedback on her comedy like a lot?
Well, I was a stand-up first. She came with me to do when I did the Comedy Store when I was 20. I was the stand-up in the family. So now that she's a stand-up, I'm like, if I may. And she says yes, and sometimes she says fuck off.
Yeah.
So we workshop it together. Like, it's a constant invite unless she's like, I'm just not really ready for this feedback right now.
Right.
And I think
I'm getting better at knowing when to ask.
Yeah. No, actually, but lately, though, like as of late, something that you've been doing really well is just allowing me to reflect on it, mm-hmm. and then you'll riff off of what my reflections are first.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, hey, what about this? Like, I'll bring it up, where it's not just like, hey, this. Like,
I used to be like the coach, like back in the locker room, like, all right, this was.
He coaches me with acting too, and it can get sensitive sometimes, you know.
Like, oh, totally.
Yeah. So I gotta be mentally.
AKA
prepped.
Not worth it.
I gotta be mentally prepped to be like, oh, he doesn't actually think that you suck. Because that's the first thing that happens, right? He's like, oh, this could improve. And you're like, well, I guess you think I'm a piece of shit. You're probably going to dump me soon.
You know? I make my boyfriend read for me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what about you?
I make my boyfriend read for me for auditions. And he like kind of puts on this southern accent. And he doesn't realize it. So it just sounds like I'm doing my scenes with like a cowboy 100% of the time. I'm sure they're like, well, it'd be nice if she wasn't reading with a cowboy. Or maybe they like it. I don't know. I like it.
What are you auditioning for lately?
Oh, God.
Anything good?
I mean, yeah, everything. Nobody wants me, though. Whatever. I'd be talking about it if it was good.
I'm not auditioning. I haven't had an audition in like a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that people are giving me more opportunities to realize they don't like me. That's really good. I'm sorry, Winnie, but...
That's amazing. You have a good attitude.
No, what? I don't. Okay. I go home and I cry.
Yeah,
this is me on my best behavior. Okay, but no.
This is comedians. I want to get into... Do you have a dark side?
I wanted to mention one more thing about the Brita joke.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Don't ever throw anything away, no matter how much...
It's gone.
It's not gone. Nothing's ever gone in stand-up.
I actually, it's not what I like about it. I have video of it. Yeah, so I could pull it up.
Yeah,
I could find
pull
it
at any point.
Maybe I'll revisit.
Revisit, because honestly, that's what's so great about comedy is you never have to throw anything
totally.
Away. You just kind of hoard it. It's like your own little joke catalog, and sometimes you'll like go back and you'll be like, oh, this, I forgot about that, and I have something new to say about it now. Or maybe there'll be like a lawsuit with Brita or something, and then you can talk about it. It's like you never know.
You can get booked that's just true, like in right. Funny People, where they has to write stand-up for MySpace. Maybe you get booked by Brita's corporate party one day for like 20 grand, and now you have a Brita joke to lead the night with.
You never know.
Okay, this
I love your good attitude, dude. That's very optimistic. And you're able to shift lanes in life, you just told us. Like, belly dancing, take this. Open mics suck. We all know it. But, like, you go to it, you develop.
I love open mics. I actually, like,
no, but at first, right?
I'm like
it's tough.
A fiend. That's when you know.
I wish I was a fiend.
That's when you're a G now. When you're a G, you go.
It's... I don't know.
Because you're just crushing.
I'm so committed this time to get to that.
Let me tell you though, the open mics these days are great. I will say, post pandemic open mics.
I agree.
They're really good.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, things have changed. Like some.
Toronto's a good city too.
Oh my God, it's the best city for stand up.
Yeah.
That's why everybody from the rest of Canada is moving here right now.
Yeah. Good attitudes on the patrons. People come to laugh. I started stand up in Vancouver. It's tough. They want to withhold a little bit. Here, they're more.
Well, we were younger. It was a different time.
No, but just the general temperature of the city. Even when we saw Sarah Silverman there, the general audience is opposed to if we see someone here. I feel like Toronto's kinder. I mean, it's
Vancouver's
a city.
Just more damp overall.
Yeah.
It's just. It's I actually like it has a good little scene, but it is generally sleepy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have such a good attitude? Your father tell you when you're little girls they have good attitude?
No, he told me be bad. He's like, tell everybody to go to fuck themselves.
my dad said this too.
Dad,
good advice.
He's like, set their fucking house on fire. That would be his solution to a problem, seriously. He'd be like,
Winnie,
commit
arson. I can have one of these.
I won't tell anyone.
Me and your dad are homies. That's exactly, so there you go. So this is my template.
I will
template.
Say, weed gives me a good attitude.
Yeah.
I dig it. Do you meditate?
I'm trying.
That's good. That's good. It starts with an intention.
Like I said, my boyfriend meditates every day, 20 minutes a day. Sometimes,
shout out.
Yes.
Shout out to him, Cameron. Phoenix.
Awesome comedian and meditator.
We yes.
And name. His name is Cameron Phoenix?
Yes. Whoosh. And he doesn't Fiber. Like that that's his name. That's his real
Are
name.
Are you kidding
Dude.
Me?
No, because so many people that are going through like a midlife crisis will change their name to like Rising Phoenix.
Oh my
And he
God.
Doesn't want to be mixed up with that. I swear to God, if we get married and I change my name, people are going to be like, oh, she's into Reiki now. Okay, so she's having an identity crisis. She's
it
gonna,
depends on
I'm
who
gonna
you
I'm going to show
meet.
Up with just like bracelets of turquoise and...
I was just going to say, I saw this great meme the other day. I'm going to throw off on you. I'm sorry. A huge turquoise ring. And it's like, if I win the lottery, I won't announce it, but there will be signs. Like a giant fucking turquoise ring. I love that look.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I just think it's a cool ass name.
Yeah, Cameron
Phoenix. It is a cool name. And it's like, here's the thing. If you have a girl, you got to try really hard to make her not sound like a stripper. This is the problem we've been facing.
That's your stripper name for sure.
Because it's like if we have a girl, we name her. If we name her Jade Phoenix. Oh, Jade Phoenix, the whore.
Yeah, or any like weather. You got to stay away from weather names.
Rain. Stormy no Phoenix. Rain. Yeah. Rain. Rain spelled R-E-I-G-N. Yeah. Like Lil Kim. I think that's Lil Kim's daughter. Is it Royal Rain?
Wow.
Yeah, Rain
I don't know.
With a G. That's
Rain with a G. I think that's Lil Kim's.
Yeah, that's a
daughter.
Bar. That's legit. That sounds like a bar and a half.
A bar and a half.
That would be Lil Kim shit. She's sick when she twists her shit.
So anyways, yeah, he meditates. And I just started going to this place called Othership. I'm not affiliated with them.
Let's go.
Have you ever been to Othership?
No, I've been told about it 4 times this week.
No way.
Everyone tells us to
We're
go.
The type
you guys
of people.
Should go.
Yeah. This is
I
what
feel
we
like
get.
You guys would love it.
I think I would love
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, Othership, reach out, because mainly people are identifying that we're the type of people who should be at Othership.
Yeah.
You're
so
on some other
can
shit.
Can you give us a free trial?
Do you have free trial for friends who are referred by 16 people a week? How have you been liking it?
Did you just get the intro or are you in package land
I'm in
now?
I'm in second package.
Whoa!
Oh, shit!
How is the package land?
It's great. Like, it's like, okay, you go, it's a sauna, right?
It's a sauna.
And it's got, like, they have, like, different colored lights, and they bring in a snowball, and they're like, this is vanilla and cedar. And then they smash it, and then they pour water, and then they like, fan it around. And then they, like, lead you through, like, there's classes where there's meditations where you
and
can,
breath.
Like, attend the class, and they have different kinds of meditations, and it's a lot of fun. Some are a little cheesy, but I still get a lot out of it.
I like that.
And then there's other times where it's, like, self-guided. So you can go, and you can chat, and people are actually allowed to talk. So like people
full
will
talk.
Get to full talk.
Nah,
wow.
like
a bar.
I don't dig that.
Yeah. So there's like they have like kind of like those kinds of times and then quiet times, which
yeah.
I think it's good that they have all of those, because there's this one day where I went and I was just like kind of like looking forward to just some peace and quiet, and then there was like these people that are like, oh my god, what? Oh my god, I heard the ice is really cold. Oh my god, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get in the ice.
I know, the I'm overreaction.
Like, I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up.
But you couldn't because it was public time.
No.
Yeah, so
but the
yeah,
ice,
I'd have to
you
be
do the you do I the would, sauna you, and then you do an ice plunge and it is amazing.
Do you do it multiple times during your stay or just the one time?
You get 2 circuits in, so I'll do 20 sauna, 2 minute ice bath plunge,
nice.
And
so
then I'll take
it.
A second, and then I'll do another 20 in the lower tier of the sauna, and then I'll do another 1 minute in the ice plunge, and then I just like
good for
chill.
You. Nice. Do you really feel that it is affecting your mental health?
In my physical health, like I haven't taken an Advil in like 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the ice bath.
Shit,
it's really nice.
Yeah, the ice bath.
How? Because you guys are active.
Yes,
yeah,
very.
We're really active.
So
we do that.
It keeps you snatched.
Yeah, I want
can I
that.
Tell you, I tried. Snatched. I really wanted to make my own. I was this close to buying a recycling bin and turning it into an ice bucket for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was this close to making it before Othership opened.
I
yes.
think
you,
I'm glad I didn't.
I mean, you can get them on
like
Amazon for your balcony. You can get little Amazon ones.
I've looked them up, and then the ones that I've wanted have been sold out. This one guy on YouTube, he's like, here's how you make an ice plunge out of a Tupperware container. And it was like,
you build 20 together and tight stitch them out and plunge right in. Bathtub. I did it in the bathtub, and that's been cool. I did it with my homie Humble, and you gotta breathe first, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do. So you do like, you kind of oxygenate your blood, and you submerge yourself, and then you like breathe out the bitch in you until you can deal with it. And then when you come out, for some reason, it's all tingly and healed. And you can feel right in like about 30 seconds, you're going,
yes.
Oh my God, no! Like, fuck! And then you start to go, I'm still alive, right? And then about a minute happens and you're like, what's going on? It's like my extremities have just gone like this, but now all of a sudden, like, the pain is melting away. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it's exactly. a healing thing. It's a fucking mad
healer.
The
first 30 seconds are the hardest, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Oh my God, it's, I heard it's really cold. Oh my God.
Like ice? I know.
That's I'm so sitting good. There meditating, judging them.
I mean, dude, how
so
about that?
So fucking enlightened.
Dude, how about so that? Dude, that multi-layered, like, race to mindfulness that's kind of on the go that I even catch yeah. myself in too as well sometimes. Mm. And you're exactly right. It's like, I am so right and everything else is right. wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're isolating yourself from your environment and it's like becoming unharmonious, just how kind of poignantly in touch with this mindfulness we're trying to be. That's a really good point of awareness.
Jeez.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
How are you allocating like a certain amount of time to crowd work right now, or do you just like just whenever it feels right?
It's I find the times where I go in with the intention of doing crowd work, the crowd does not want to be spoken to without fail.
I'm finding
and
it
vice
just,
versa.
I thought I would be better at crowd work, honestly, and I'm really, really bad. Like,
you know how you
really
can practice?
Bad. How?
Get like just random word generator and a word will come up and then you try to riff on it for like 30 seconds.
It's a great idea.
I need to get back to doing that. I stopped. It's like see how much you can freestyle on one word.
This is going to hit my ego pretty hard because I'm not going to be good at it at first.
Nice.
Well, I don't think it's hard to be good at it. It's like having a Swiss Army knife of responses. It's like... That's why stand-up takes a while sometimes.
Yeah.
It's because it's like you need to it's accumulating quips and jokes about every subject.
Which it's is like, nuts.
It is. But, you know, you're an intelligent person. You're very creative. You're used to being under pressure. So you're born. You have a natural advantage.
My new name is Phoenix.
Can I tell you? Winnie Phoenix was my boyfriend's grandmother's name. Because he goes, who are you podcasting with? And he's like, oh my God, Winnie is my grandmother's name.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God.
Was she a Winifred?
So connected.
I don't know.
Because I'm a Wilhelmina.
Ooh.
Yeah, my mom didn't like Willie, so she changed it to Winnie.
Because Willie is like a man's...
Willie. Big Willie style.
No, there's a version of me in the multiverse.
Big Winnie style. That's your album.
Yes.
That'll be your album, Big Winnie style.
That's a great album title.
Yeah.
Done. Getting Winnie with it. Getting Winnie with it.
Oh, my God. So beautiful.
How
I love
fun.
That.
That would be great. You could rap it.
Yeah.
The intro.
She can be rapping, too. You
yeah,
see her
you guys
freestyle
should come
women?
Out and rap.
Yeah. Done.
You know, we dropped
you
little
need
this
to write Big Winnie
song.
Style.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yo, I just remixed the thong song to the bong song.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a suggestion by one of our guests, and it's so fun.
Okay, so
level one, the bubbles go, butter.
Okay, so we also should talk about you are an open stoner. I don't know if you identify with that word stoner, but you're an open consumer to the world as a personality. You're pretty open with your cannabis, and I find that admirable.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Also, I find it being in the acting industry specifically that it's like we're taking a risk, kind of.
No, because selfie.
Sorry.
No, if I see a camera, I'm like,
so good. Selfie mom.
Be like, bum, bum.
So good.
Oh my God. Whenever people post pictures of me where I'm not aware, I'm always like this for some reason. I'm always like, and I'm like, is that what I look like? I don't feel like I look like that. Jeez.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Why do I think people get weird about weed in professional environments?
No, I meant what you thought I meant. But that's a good question. Yeah, answer that.
I don't know, because it's just it gets a bad rep. Like even my parents will be like, you're smoking drugs. You know?
Really?
But my mom, I brought my mom to the Underground Comedy Club, Puff Mama's Club. Shout out. Back when my grandma did stand up for a while.
What?
My grandma did a few sets at Underground. R.I.P. Grandma.
Let's go!
Bless.
R.I.P. I love her so much. She was amazing. She was so funny. But my mom came to one of the shows.
That's awesome.
And she, I gave her a freaking weed lollipop. And I'm like, this is a weed lollipop. Because she's like, I want to try it. Like, she just came to the club that night. And she's like, I've decided I want to try it. And I was like, okay. I'm like, do you want to smoke or do you want to eat? And she's like, I'll eat something. And I'm like, okay. So I gave her a lollipop. And I go, just a few licks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a few licks.
She pops that whole shit in her mouth.
I fucking get on stage, and I'm looking at her, and she's waving the empty stick in the air, and her, like, teeth are blue. She's like...
Oh, no!
And then, like, my dad called me the next day, and he's like, your mom was dancing nude to Madonna all night.
Oh, man, that's
sorry,
amazing.
Everybody, for that image.
Thank you for that image. That is a beautiful image. Fuck. Everyone loves that image.
And
that's great. I'm so glad that cannabis did that.
Yeah, no, I know.
Dancing nude is the best.
To Madonna.
Yeah. No, I do think it's very, we've reached a level with THC, though, where it's like everybody's fucking getting high, honestly. It's all about hiding it, though. Why? It's like, if you're going to do it, how can you hide it? Well, you can have an edible.
Yeah.
You better have eye drops with you, though. Yeah. You just got to be prepared. You get your bevies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you find the smoking high versus the edible high?
Oh, I prefer the smoking high.
Yeah, me too.
I like smoking, but it's like, it makes me smell, you know? It makes you smell.
Yeah,
I don't smell that anymore.
No, yeah, we don't because we do it.
I'm the one that smells like that, and I'm happy about that.
I didn't even know up until recently that I smelled. I had no idea.
It's weird,
right?
Yeah, it's weird. I walk into the yoga studio. I'm going to teach a class. I smell so harsh of weed.
I love
that. Fuck.
And you just came from home?
Yes.
Where do you teach yoga?
Be Hot Yoga, Toronto.
Ooh, hot yoga.
Hot yoga, very hot.
Very hot.
Very hot.
So you're already doing like kind of like a sauna thing.
Yeah.
She's been doing it.
Yeah, wow. I love it.
I love it too.
I love the heat so much. People don't believe me, but I was like the other day, I was wearing like giant sweatpants and a huge sweater when people wearing shorts and t-shirts. Right. I like hot.
Yeah.
You like hot.
Yeah. No, you just like kind of steam yourself out. You're like a little soup dumpling. You're like those UFC fighters when they're like, you know when they got to cut weight?
Yes.
So they like do a spin class in a sauna in a garbage bag. And they're like,
Except I don't think you should do that. Even some women come in with long sleeve shirts in our hot yoga. It's 40 degrees, which is 104 Fahrenheit. And I'm like, take off your long sleeve shirt. Right. You don't need that.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you feel it's made you acclimatized to, like, winters and all that?
It hasn't. I suck at winters, and I don't want to do them anymore.
Yeah, we're so done.
I know.
Yeah, no, I really don't want to. I want to go live somewhere
hot.
Did you grow
up
here? Yes.
Yeah, so you know about Toronto winters.
I do.
We're draftees, so.
Oh, yeah. I honestly like them for holing up and... You know when you feel like you're missing something outside that's happening and you're like, I got to get outside.
Yeah.
I got to enjoy the
when
outdoors.
It's sunny.
You know, I got to be drinking on a patio. And then I find winters to be like really cozy and you get to like do things like ride. And
that's nice.
It's nice, you know. That's what I like about winters.
Fuck.
You kind of get to hole up a bit. I think it makes us more tough.
I agree.
You're a good Canadian.
I am a good Canadian.
Fuck, good
but
for you.
But you have to take breaks. You have to get out.
So where do you go?
Or you'll go crazy.
Yeah. Like Mexico or the States or Hawaii or whatever. Yeah, somewhere warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you guys want to go?
L.A.
I used to go to L.A. like every year, like for like 6 years, just in like to escape winter for a couple months and be a songwriter.
And I'd stay here.
And she would stay here. So Winnie's tougher than me, period. but yeah, LA is like kind of the move for us. But Hawaii,
we actually just like LA though. We've both lived there
like
before.
Home, yeah.
Like
she
we
went
actually,
to college
it's
there.
Not like a like oh that's where things are happening.
It's not like a distant
right?
dream.
Where did you go to college?
AMDA.
Where?
The American Musical and Dramatic
in Hollywood.
Academy.
Oh, you're American?
No, I just went to school in America.
Oh, okay.
We just admire America for its capitalism, so we try to learn whatever we can.
Can I tell you? I love America.
Me too.
And I really love it because there's they have free tampons in most restrooms. Most bar restrooms.
Right. I didn't know
I've not observed that either.
Most bars, their restrooms have free... I haven't bought tampons in years.
Because you go to America.
In years. Because I go to America, I pack an extra bag. I bring it with me. And then I... And then I stock up everywhere I go. I come back with a
full
bag.
That's so good. Honestly, every time I buy tampons, and like I tried the Diva Cup, okay, everyone?
I will never
do that.
It
just doesn't work for me. It felt like it was pulling my uterus out.
Just listening to people talk about it, I'm like, I will never do this. I'm terrified of my vagina. I am not. I'm like, here you go. I give it offerings, and then I'm like, are you happy?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, okay, leave me alone. You're good. You're good. We're cool. I leave it like a Domino's pizza. I'm like, we good?
Yeah. So, but I'm resentful every time I buy tampons. I'm like, I don't feel like this is my fault.
Exactly. That's why it is my act of feminism to not purchase tampons.
Fuck yeah.
I will never purchase tampons in my life. I will buy a plane ticket to America before I purchase tampons.
Yes.
And I am a Republican's nightmare.
Yes.
I am. It's like, you know, these immigrants coming to our country, stealing our jobs and our tampons now. And our tampons.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good
these
stuff.
These bloody immigrants.
So do you love living in Toronto?
I said it.
It's fine. I'm an immigrant. Are you an immigrant? Is your family?
Yes.
Your mom or grandparents?
My mom's originally from Ireland.
From
Ireland. Sudbury from Ireland. And my dad's from Malta.
Where's that?
Malta.
It's underneath Italy.
Oh, yes.
It's its own country, though, and its own language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak?
I get that. I'm Sicilian.
No. It's like Aramaic. It's like Arabic.
Whoa.
It's an old school, like Jesus was the last person to really speak.
So yeah, that's where you get this racially ambiguous element from you too. When I shave my head like
not
this.
Not enough, apparently.
From casting.
Oh yeah, fuck. Oh, you can't even use it.
But maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that's interesting. So yeah, so you're a brave stoner.
Oh, yeah, that's
where
we
were. Can you
tell
me about this app, though? Because I would
be
pissed if we
didn't. Yeah, you provide people with delicious content every day.
Let me just say, like, yo, y'all give me a lot of love for popping up content madly. Yeah. I'm trying to keep up with her.
Yeah.
How are you doing this? Like, how big is the team? Like, the app, when did that happen? Are you,
oh, man.
A genius?
I'll tell you all about it. It's it's called Angelica's Daily Surprise. You spell Angelica with a J. It's available at angelica.tv. Angelica's Daily Surprise on all platforms. We make highlight reels for the Instagram. The full videos, which are like 9 to 10 minutes long, sometimes longer, sometimes slightly shorter. Nothing shorter than 7, nothing more than 12. Those are the length of the videos every day. And we make our own entirely, like, the TikTok content is only on TikTok.
Separate content per channels?
Dude. Yes. Oh, so
I'm not doing that. Fuck y'all. I'm not doing that.
I don't do it alone. I work with, it's Zoomer Media is the company. So I was given an app. And it's been so much fun to work on. It's just like free fitness, food, fun. So every day it's a different thing. I have guests on. I've done crazy things.
Yeah, you're so fun on it.
I steamed my hoo-ha. I have a chef come on. We do like Thanksgiving meal side dishes. It's like very wholesome to like more risque stuff. Do a chair dance for your man or your lover, you know?
You're doing some stuff out here. Like you're really partaking in some of the guest activities.
We do kind of weird things too, like granny burlesque. So I did learn how to do burlesque with my friend who's an amazing burlesque dancer. Shout out Rosie May. We did burlesque as grannies. And it's our
I saw that.
So we do like weird dumb stuff. We do ASMR. It's just every day is something different. I talk to people on the street. I go to conventions. I interview people. It's just like turning it out every day, and it's so much fun. I work with two other guys, although there's been a lot of people involved behind the scenes, and basically we shoot the content on iPhones. And we just go, we cause a ruckus, we make the content, and that's it.
Yeah. You are yeah. a bold new age creator, and your show and content channel that you develop for yourself is so uniquely you. And that's such an important thing that I observe artists growing to be whatever they want to be. Like, I work with younger musicians, you know, and we come across younger comedians and younger people, and you try and see, like, what's the turnover crossover thing? It's the ability to, like, confidently own your own talent and be able to diversify and create a stack. So you have, like, a banging stack through these channels, and it's just so good to see you. You're literally, like, kind of an OG of this own your own format.
Well, and it's kind of scary too, because it took me a while to kind of accept that that's what I was. I feel like I've been living different lives my whole life. I have my dance persona and my comedy, and I had so many things that were just not flowing, and I felt like I had like a double identity, and I had to hide one thing from the other. And then I, you know, over the years, it's just been kind of like a culmination of me going, yeah,
gotta accept the whole, yeah. accept the
this
whole.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
That's
what. Yeah, and it really works. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's super
I'll have
cool.
to have you guys on in the studio. I don't know what would we
yeah.
do?
We
yoga?
Could do fitness, yeah.
I
oh,
do fitness
can we rap?
Too. Yeah, I can teach you how to freestyle.
Let's do that. I want to learn how to freestyle really badly.
Let's do it. I taught when.
It's a cool, I mean.
And I always have people coming on, like doing, I have personal trainers come on. I go to gyms that have just opened up, like little indie gyms, and we look at their facility. So we're traveling out now. We're taking field trips, which
this
we weren't doing last year.
Discipline Stone. Owners getting into doing this. We call them on locations. It's so inspiring to see that. And like, yeah, basically here in the Saks Gallery we are for this Meta Milky Way.
Yes.
Like,
what
yeah.
is Meta Milky Way? Is
Yo,
it this?
Yeah. So my friend Rob has
he'll show you after too.
he got the actual he's in contact with and got the actual rights from John Lomberg. So this is the Milky Way, the John Lomberg.
Oh, there you go.
And if
Whoa.
You look on the iPad. He had developers build this and layer this, and based
it's
on the actual
space.
Milky Way of John Lomberg's art, the way that he saw the planets. And yeah, it's like an active AI installation based on this perspective. And this is the current art installation in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat? So it's just like some great OG art of Toronto.
I just love your setup, by the way. I want to say that on the record. This
thank
is
you.
Very cool. And I'm so thrilled to be your second episode in these new facilities.
Yeah,
yes, thank you
great.
So much for being here.
Wow.
This has been a
they
little while.
They offered me avocado toast with an egg on it. Like, these people.
Okay, we don't do that
Who are you?
Weekend.
Who are you?
Appreciate you. Glad you're here. But hold on. I just want to run back real quick. You said on your show they you guys shoot with iPhones.
Yeah.
Which is so amazing. We as you can see, we shoot with two iPhones. We have one camera, but mm-hmm. we shoot with iPhones too. That is so cool. That
yeah,
do you guys have like a gimbal?
We have like a they have
it's on
a
something.
Chest harness that they hold, and it's like vertical horizontal.
Because it feels nice. Like TV.
Well, yeah, because it's like it's
lit.
It
well.
Looks like a set. It doesn't look like a home. It looks like a set of a home, which is the kind of the idea it, of it.
It's like a kid's show, but done satirically, so it can be more mainstream adult. Like that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's like
so that's
creative,
what gives it
cartoonish.
That. Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm. So. I did. We had a bartender from Bar Chef come in last year, and he had like an orange for garnish, and he left it in the fridge, and we forgot about it. And we didn't open the fridge for like months, and we're like, "What's that?" We had this beauty pageant, this woman who does like beauty pageant etiquette on as a guest, and that was the day I discovered it, like minutes before she arrived. So I opened the fridge, and there was this like moldy orange.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, my God. And the smell was just so bad. So we got rid of it, and she arrived. And I was like, why did we have to have her here today? It was like everything was going wrong. Oh, my God. I'm like.
So do you help produce the show?
Yes.
Yeah. So you go in. It's a full group effort. And I don't know. I don't want to dig too deep here, but you said you got given an app?
Yeah.
Like how, I don't know if you want to expose the back end, but like,
basically,
how did that happen?
I host, I've been hosting fitness series for a channel called One TV since 2017.
You've been on TV?
Yeah, on this station hosting, like, I have a 10-episode series called Angelica's Dance Workout. That's how it started.
Cool.
And then we moved on to Angelica's 22-Minute Workout, which was a spinoff of the 80s aerobics classics.
So good.
And that's the one that kind of really popped off during the pandemic, too. And then during the pandemic, we shot a kettlebell series on top of a pile of rocks called Angelica's Kettlebell Workout. That was 15 episodes. Shit. And then we've got a new series coming out June 26th called Angelica Skinner is the Pilates Pupil, where I'm a student of Pilates. Yes. And we have instructors come in and they teach me Pilates, because I'm not certified, and we thought it would be fun to do a fitness series where I'm the student.
And Pilates is very funny because it's mainly thrusting in the air, which lends itself to comedic sexuality.
It's not just thrusting not. In the air.
So we, at my studio, we
it's
offer a HIIT class thrusting with Pilates principles, but it's called Hot HIIT Pilates.
Okay.
So people get confused a little bit with what actual Pilates is, and I always tell people at the studio,
okay,
this
so
is
not
traditional Pilates.
Pilates.
No, traditional Pilates is
the
fucking
part of
hard.
Pilates? That.
It's very hard, but it looks easy.
Yeah, it looks so easy. Like, it looks like you're doing nothing.
Know.
It looks
this
like you're doing
like
nothing, but you're really grappling internally yeah. with all of your opposing muscles.
And oh, it's wow. so good, it's for, good for low impact, people with injury. Like, it's like the best workout, actually, for
yes.
and people who are getting older, you know, like, definitely
exactly.
look into it. Yeah. That's
yeah,
so cool
so,
that you're learning. I'd love to learn.
Okay,
so
yeah,
we
sounds
shot
like I'm a
30
pupil myself.
Eps, and that's coming out soon. And then, you know, over the course of these last, since 2017, how long ago was that? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, oh my God, 6 years ago.
Oh boy.
It's shit. Been 6 years of just kind of getting this company getting to know me and me getting into stand-up and then going, hey, they wanted to jump into the online market because, you know, nobody really, cable is there, but let's face it, everybody's streaming. Everybody's yeah. got streaming platforms, and
yeah.
and Zoomer Media makes amazing, beautiful, state-of-the-art content that is like, you know, it's hard to reach everybody that you could be reaching unless you're on a streaming platform.
Yeah.
So this is our kind of careen into having a platform, and
cool.
So yeah, it's really nice to be
holy
the first
shit,
app.
Yeah,
and
the first app.
Yeah,
sick.
Yeah, of
so
this nature.
It was from a show into this app.
Yeah, yeah.
And signing up for the app is easy.
It's free. It's very easy,
it's
and
free.
It's free.
We'll put that in the link below.
Yeah,
go ahead and
below.
Give it a click.
Love
yeah,
that.
It's free.
And you can just watch.
You can just watch. You get daily emails. That's
is there
the only
ads?
Thing. No. Mm. No ads.
But you get daily emails.
Daily emails.
And
so if you can handle that, then. Because it's a daily surprise. Every day is new content. So it's like, you can't miss a day.
Oh, that's great.
Every day except weekends.
Okay, nice. I was like,
so
how are
five.
You doing this? Okay.
We banked a ton of content
yeah, I was gonna
yeah.
say.
Before we launched.
This is what we did for the record.
We were still finding. It's weird when you're starting something new. You got to find the tone, find the energy. So a lot of the earlier episodes, it's like we're still finding it.
Totally.
And then
yeah, we have 10
we started
unreleased.
To bank. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
Like,
good. I'm glad.
Bank.
So, I'm glad you banked.
And then it got hard last year because my grandparents passed away like within 3 months. For yeah.
Oh.
They both passed away, and it was like they were like my second set of parents, like they were a big part of my childhood, so it was really hard.
Oh.
So I fell off a bit, went and did the Seattle International Comedy Competition, went and did Cleveland.
Cool.
Came back. Still somehow, like I had to slow down a little bit last year, so we're making up for that now.
Nice.
But
that's why you bank.
That's why you bank.
I did that. I did a world record in 2018. I released 365 music
wow.
videos in 1 year, and that's how we did it. We had like a Sunday freestyle that was just a cappella that we shot.
Whoa.
We only had 2 shoot days for that in the whole year. And I just stood there and like freestyle. They had to be like to make a full song. It had to be like 2.5 minutes. So I did like freestyle about concepts that they would just throw me objects. And exactly, bank, bank, bank. How do you freestyle?
Where do you even go?
There's something interesting about this concept that we're learning. Great question. Yeah, and I mean, I have taught this. Like, I used to give private lessons too, but then I realized it was basically just getting people into flow state, because developing the neurotransmitter to take that information and process it into a mechanical form, like you have a sense for jokes, is something that's like not really immediately stampable.
No.
But I can open up your sense of what fits, and that's like almost sharing perspective into my synesthesia. But then basically, we're learning that I'm more neurodiverse than we've realized. Like, especially like Amy Schumer has a new special. I don't know if you saw it. She talks about her husband being autistic and he just walks away. That's me 1,000%. So I'm like diagnosed Tourette's, but we're learning that like I'm probably just a little bit Rain Man, autistic, good at that. That's like my thing, my special thing. Because even when I did stand up, I'd kind of like fuck around a lot in improv. But
and like he's also obsessed with it. Like I don't think there's been a day when he hasn't freestyled, like, since I've known him, and I've known him for 15 years.
Yeah,
wow.
You shouldn't.
You've known each other for such a long time, you two.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Were you always in love?
Almost.
Almost. We met in an improv troupe.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. I know.
Because a comedian, like, fuck you. I love that.
Also, ew is our initials.
That's exactly right. When you said ew, you nailed it. But yeah, hold on. We know each other for that long, but hold on. I can offer patterns into freestyling.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I ask a million questions.
No, they're great.
What about this?
I love having another host on, actually, because it's like, there's like, you always know how to keep moving. But you can very much transition your flow, most likely, of how you set up jokes and how you like realize zingers like that into freestyling if you just focus on like, if you get a basic pattern down of remembering what rhymes. So it's like talk emotionally and then let it rhyme as opposed to trying to rhyme.
Oh.
Like if you're going to fight a giant, don't try to punch him in the face. Take him out by the ankles. So it's like you got to talk about something you feel about rather than trying to be the best. Like right now I can go cascade, damn mate. I make myself, I rate my great, I take my grain pills. Like I know what rhymes with everything. Don't try and do that. You got to go... Right now I'm on a podcast.
Oh yeah, this is
it expands.
Don't know
like
how long it's gonna last.
Exactly. And you just let it. And you just let it. You know what I mean? Like so.
Right. It's like it's more likely to rhyme if you speak from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's more likely to be funny if you speak from the heart.
If it's true.
And then you find
And then you catch the in betweens. The in betweens come
for today.
Do you feel
lessons.
Like
lessons for your lessons?
Yes.
I have another comedy question.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I may have forgotten it because I get high and forget things? That's the one
thing sometimes.
I do that too.
Let me, because I created a comedy question in my head for you too as we were actually talking about freestyling. Do you write a lot of your material just from accidentally splurging on stage and then finding what works off of like a freestyle? Or do you usually come with like strong notes and deliver like a list?
Oh man, when I deliver it like a laundry list and I'm like, this is gonna be good. And I'm like, it's like,
no.
It's like, I try to write and I'm getting better at writing, but a lot of it happens in the moment on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. It's like, you need to do both. It needs to be a bit of both.
Yeah,
you gotta allude. To be like preparation and then pressure. And then it can kind of I try to get like what I want to say. I try to write down what I want to say,
like,
and then I try to get into it organically.
Nice.
And then figure out the way in. That's usually my problem in comedy, is I know what my punchline is and then I gotta figure out the backstory to weave it together and get there as quickly as possible.
This is the masterclass.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's not the masterclass. I'm not that good.
No, that's...
Yeah, you are.
That's the humbleness, too.
I mean...
Good for you. No, but I'm saying that is.
I'm not like freaking Bill Burr, my God.
Okay, but I don't know, man.
She just complains about things.
Do you find
I've started laughing like him maniacally on stage. That's the one thing I have picked up from him. He does. I'm like, oh, that's what I've picked up?
Yeah. Chris D'Elia does that too, and it's really funny.
Do you?
Ew.
We don't like him.
Do you, has there been a process of like trusting yourself through stand up, or were you always just like, nah, I got this?
Confident.
Like,
she's a belly dancer.
It's a different kind of confidence, though.
Is it?
Like, it's made me the most insecure I've ever been in my life.
Stand up?
And also the most powerful I've ever felt.
Yeah. Whoa!
But it's like, that's the thing, is it's like, it's very extreme in both ways.
Yeah, okay, that's what I find.
Yeah, it's like, because it is an evaluation. It feels like a personal attack when people don't like you, and then when people do, you're like, I'm the fucking coolest person in the world. And I'm always going to be the coolest person. That's it now, I'm just cool.
Yeah. I know. I've probably only ever killed it like maybe like two or three times so far still. No, I'm serious. Like killed it. Like where everyone's just in harmony,
right.
You know? And when I felt that, I've been like, oh, this is where I'm at now. Like
right.
This is how everyone's going to go from here on out.
Yeah.
And then it's such a kick in the nuts when you just fall the next time or even later that night.
No, and like my boyfriend and I talk all the time. Because we did a show. There's this show in Toronto called Hangover Cure. And it's like, you know, if you get asked to be on the show, it's a compliment to be on that show. Because it's been around for a very long time and has like always has just like amazing people on it.
Cool.
And
where is it?
It's at the Cloak and Dagger, and it's every Sunday in the summertime. I have nothing. I don't make a commission off of this. I'm going to promo my own shows.
Yeah.
Just find it if you want. But it's like we were both booked on it, and it was a Sunday. I had like 2 pounds of wings with a friend earlier. I was feeling like, you know, and it was kind of
wings.
A rainy day, and it's an outdoor show. So we were like, oh, and there's no mic. It's like notoriously a no mic show. So you just stand there and you kind of town crier it. I kind of feel like I'm like a drunk aunt at a wedding. I'm like, hear ye. Like that's the energy I'm bringing to that show.
It's like this, but, stand up Citizens Brigade or whatever in LA. Anyway, back to you.
Oh, is that a micless show?
Yeah.
That's fun. I like micless shows.
Yeah.
But anyways, we were both weren't looking forward to the show. We go, this is going to be a bad show. Oh, my God. And it was their first indoor show they've ever done, and it was the funnest show we've done in quite some time. And we came home and we're like, you never know with comedy.
Yeah.
Some shows you go into them, you're like, tonight's going to be awesome. I'm hosting this. I get to do that. And it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It really keeps you on your feet.
I mean, it's entertainment in general, but stand-up has a special need to be bought into.
You need to people have to respond to you. You're performing to initiate a response from people who you don't know.
So exactly. And most of the time you're trying to win them
strangers.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you notice the difference, but I've been performing in clubs in front of people since I was 16, and it was always alcohol crowds.
Mm.
And then when I was like 24, I was still in Sylvan Sessions. Well, that was 23 actually. I got thrown in front of a weed audience for the first time. And I don't know if like you've gotten this because like what I do maybe I don't know. No, I think it's the same thing, actually. Like, the difference between, like,
an audience
oh my
and
God,
drunk audience?
They're just sitting and watching.
Yeah.
Like, the high audience is just like, you're a TV. Like, they actually think you're a TV. And they don't care to, like, they're also a lovely audience because they're very emotionally connected to your story. Like, a weed audience, you might get a, whoa, out of.
Right.
Whereas a drunk audience right away is like, oh.
There was a show at a place called Vapor Central, and it was like
that was where I had this experience.
Oh, yeah.
I did Matt Myrna's show. You had this experience?
That's that's Vapor Central. Also, I had a story about Vapor Central that I would tell when I performed there, and it would like get a chuckle out of people because it was like the first time I ever got really high was at Vapor Central. And
did you have to perform?
No, okay. I was just there hanging out, and I accidentally ate my friend's mushrooms. And I ended up shoplifting from a grocery store and calling the police.
On yourself? Hold on, can you? Why did one lead to the other?
No, and I was like high on mushrooms, and I had vape bag. You know when you have volcano? It was the second time in my life I ever got high.
The volcano.
It was like I had, I was like smoking, and I'm like, I don't really see why people like this so much. And then I had the volcano that night, and I was like, geez. And then I ate mushrooms, and then I, yeah. We don't need to talk about
mushrooms.
The rest.
How much mushrooms?
I don't know. I ate like I thought it was like a Toblerone bar, just like a regular bar
of chocolate.
Oh, but it was
is it mushroom chocolate?
It was. And this was like back in like 2012.
You ate the whole thing?
And when no one can resist a Toblerone.
Well, I was hungry. And I didn't know what I was eating, but I thought it tasted gross. I'm like, oh, this Toblerone sucks. Like, it was like, because there was mushrooms, not a nougat center. It was like, why is this nougat like, tastes like dirt?
This nugget lit earth.
Nougat. The nougat in the Toblerone tasted like dirt, bud.
It's like gravel.
So that must have been quite a bit of mushrooms.
That's like 4 grams.
I was really fucked up. Yeah. And I was yelling at people on the subway.
Hey.
You're wild.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. I used to be.
Good for you.
Not anymore.
No, Vapor Central is the shit.
I'm not wild anymore.
Yeah. No, but you're able to pivot. That's what's up.
Anyways, what were we? Happening. Oh, Vapor Central. So yeah, I used to tell that story on stage, and then the people at Vapor Central would be like, I told the story about how I went into the grocery store and thought it was being held up at gunpoint, so I called the police, and then I hid under a desk in the office, and there was a guy eating a sandwich, like looking at me. He was like just eating a sandwich, and he was like really freaked out, and I'm like, this place is being robbed. I thought it was being robbed, but then I ended up shoplifting from it myself because okay. I went into the store. I wanted chips, so I got the chips. Then I hallucinated, ended up like holding on to the chips as I was calling the police, realized I was wrong, blah, blah, blah. Everybody wanted me out of the store. So they were just like, just leave.
And you were still holding the
chips. And
chip.
I was still holding the chips, and I didn't realize that till I got home.
Now,
so
they
like,
let you have
bags.
Them. They let you
They're
have
like,
them.
They're like, this is weird.
It's worth the $4 in cost to just get her out of her.
But yeah, so I used to tell that at Vapor Central. I will say the people that have hosted comedy shows at Vapor Central are formidable comedians now.
Oh.
Because they've had to work.
Oh, yeah.
Work those rooms.
Like yeah. Mike Rita.
If you can smash. Yeah, Mike Rita.
I was on Matt Myrna's show, and he was good, man. He was like, he really would just like have a cool conversation with the stoners and guide it along. It's a special energy. You see some people shoot and miss. And when I first did that performance, I shot and missed, and I changed the whole show midway through. I used to perform with a guy with a guitar, and he was very like poignant, and they were just not having that much Caucasianality on stage in that moment. So I had to kick some flows, you know, and they really vibed out once we got into Boogie Town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because the stoners want to feel. They want to feel more.
I find any material I've had about like snacks there has worked as well. Like if you want to talk about snacks, like people are like, yeah.
Yeah, because food is so safe. That's what I notice about content, too. Like, I put out a rap song, some people love it, some people hate it. You put out a podcast, some people love it, some people hate it. You make a dish, that's just food. Like, that's just, like, either they like that food or they move on.
Yeah.
Like, no one freaks out at food. No one tries to cancel a chef.
No, well...
Unless the chef did some weird cancel-worthy stuff. I'm saying, like, there's no... Like, you know how, like, a rapper can say a lyric right now, and it's not cool to say that lyric, so for their art, they can get canceled. Or comedian, right. Same thing. But, like, a chef, no one's like, too much rosemary, fuck him. You know? It's really safe. Food's the best. So, yeah, it's good material.
Yeah.
Good job, food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to write a bit about how I wanted to be... I was going to pivot my role in the film industry by being the person that gets smashes vegetables in commercials. You know when they show
yes.
You know when they show like a lettuce exploding? You know when they show like a vegetable exploding
or dropping and the condensation?
Wet.
Yes,
it's wet. I want to do that. Like that would be
food prep.
hilarious.
That would be a great
to
job.
Me.
I knew a girl.
I just throw lettuce all day. I'm strictly a lettuce. I do lettuce.
Lettuce is the prettiest.
Will you do
for that?
The drop cut tomatoes, because that's amazing sometimes where it's dropping as a whole tomato and it hits and then it splits.
Yes.
Wow. I think, hey, there's something there for the two of
that's
you.
That's what I want to do.
I knew a food stylist in Vancouver, and she said she was dressing a turkey all day.
Yo.
She was dressing a turkey for 5 hours as the corporate people from Loblaws or whatever, or the version of it in Vancouver at the time, Safeway, were like, no, it needs to look more Thanksgiving-y. So she has to go get those little tassels.
The leg warmers, the go-go boots.
Yeah, and then, it needs to be more this, and then she's like spend 5 hours just getting the right turkey shot.
I knew somebody that used to do the chickens for Swiss Chalet for commercials.
Come on, you didn't, did
you? Yeah. And they would, they'd have a bunch of chickens cooked, and they'd scalpel skin and glue it like they painted onto the other chicken. And it's like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Wow. They always do look really good.
Yeah, nothing's as perfect. You ever see an ad for McDonald's and you get it and it looks like garbage, like in real life? Like,
I don't look at it. I just eat it in the dark.
That's very good.
I got to get rid of the Uber Eats bag, too, before the next morning, or it feels like I've woken up next to a hooker.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, oh, God, you. Yeah. Get out.
It's like I black out and order Popeyes at 3 a.m., and then I just see the hot sauce the next morning, and I'm like, oh, walk of shame. Fucking dirty chicken sandwich.
Are you a goal-orientated person?
Goal?
Yeah, do you make goals?
I love goals. Do you plan out?
Where do I see myself?
The look of them, the smell of them, the taste of them, the texture.
Goals.
I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Sorry, I have a problem. If you do an Austin Powers quote, I will have to complete it. I will have to continue until I'm completioned.
Do you know all of
them? Dr. Evil, I got a deal for you. You keep your mojo, you get your money.
And I'll get the baby.
Shit. Okay.
Wow, that's impressive.
No.
How many have you watched it recently?
Okay, what about this
one?
No. You have to hold that for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I want to have an Austin Powers marathon.
I know.
Now.
I'm actually ready to do Austin Powers again. I could go for it.
Is there Austin Powers trivia? Because I feel like I would smash in a trivia night. Have you ever done trivia?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah, but I'm not good at it.
No? What kind of trivia did you go to?
We did a Friends trivia. And it was crazy. I thought I'd be really good at it, but it was crazy specific.
No, they were deep cuts.
It was like, what was the color of Phoebe's sweater on like the throwback Thanksgiving fucking, like it was crazy.
What?
Yeah, they were crazy. And we're not good at this game, so.
Okay.
That's really intense.
Austin Powers and in the first one and Elizabeth, they first get to the hotel and she opens the suitcase and it's all plastic. What does he say?
What?
Austin Powers quote. When she opens it, fuck, there's no way to re-explain this.
Okay,
it's an action leading to a thing.
Wait, is it in the beginning of the second movie?
No, it's in the beginning of the first movie. I'll just go.
Oh, at the end of the first movie?
No, in the beginning of the first movie when they first get back to London. I'll just do it. Nude alert!
Oh, that's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
That'd be heavy.
Whoa.
Hard. What about Frau Farbissina?
I love Frau Farbissina.
Oh, a lot of vagina was in
the first movie.
Yeah, the first movie. But recently we just saw her in something else, too. And she's old now and she's hot.
Is it the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger on Netflix?
I think so.
Has she been like...
She's been acting.
Oh, good.
I know.
I want a lot of vagina to be happy.
She was so
successful.
Hot.
I'm glad.
She's still hot.
Yeah, she is still hot.
Like, she's like a banging 63, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell was in that?
What's her real name? What's a lot of vagina's real name?
We'll put it here.
How do you feel about aging?
Oh, horrible?
No.
Do you know how much collagen I drink?
No way.
Do you have really nice skin.
Do you do bone broth?
No, I don't do bone broth. Yet. I feel like that's my next thing.
Yeah, you're at Mothership, you're right across the street from Impact. Just get the monthly.
Oh,
you
really?
You get a monthly broth.
For very inexpensive.
I did that, yeah.
Wow.
It's like $40. You can get as much as you want.
I drank like fish scale collagen.
Oh, nice.
Do you feel like that was nice for... Yeah, your hair looks great.
I'm slimy. Like a fish.
Oh.
It's made me like slimy.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I feel like a rube, though. It's like they take the worst part of the fish. They dry it out, you know, and then they resell it to me for $60. Thanks.
That's nuts.
I know. I don't know about collagen. I haven't done enough research.
So I've done experiments where I go off of it and go back on it and go off of it and go back on it. And it does. I do feel like it makes a difference.
In?
Nails.
Everything. Also, just like, I just feel like I have more eyeball juice. Mm. Like there's more. My eyes don't get as dry.
All right.
All my eyes don't get as dry.
I would invest in that.
Yeah.
And it's just good for the hair and the skin and your joints. I feel just overall more hydrated.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I dabble with like which kinds I'm taking. I don't like anything like chocolatey or vanilla-y. I'll just drink the original and put some hot water in it and slug it down.
Slug her down.
I don't like it, but it's like, what am I going to do? Make a freaking smoothie every day?
It's
hard.
Every day.
Every day I got to make a freaking smoothie now.
Bullshit.
Then you know what happens when you start? You're like, I'm going to make smoothies. And then you get your pineapple and your stuff. But then things start going bad at different times. And then you're like, and then you got to keep replacing vegetables to supplement the ones that.
You got
to
chop it up and freeze them.
Pick
a consistent couple. We do bananas and blueberries.
Yeah. Okay.
Bananas you can chop and slice pre, then freeze them.
Okay.
And then you just like, it's very brainless. Just like protein powder thing. Whatever, we do sea moss.
It's not like the
sea moss. Yes, what do you think about that?
Love sea moss.
As smokers, we gotta like pull from our lungs, and it
helps detoxify the lungs. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh,
but it feels good.
And
it
it's not like
wait,
it's
is
not,
that like a part of it? It's like that's what happens.
Yeah, you leak. Like weed smokers will like shit will come out of your nose. You'll like have that hockey. You know that one. You'll have more of that. Not forever.
It'll clear it. And then it clears up. And then you're good. Up. It's like cleaning your ears.
So somebody gave me some sea moss last year, and I'm like,
gel?
It's a gel. And I was like, what is this living organism in my place now? What is this? So I took a couple. I was like, I'm just going to try to eat it.
And no, dude.
No, that's harsh. You're gangster.
You need to make smoothies every day.
I'm trying to just get the thing in.
Yeah, I admire that, but I wouldn't be able
should
to do
I make,
it.
I should like make it into like an avocado crema and put it on some tacos or something. I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
An avocado crema?
It shouldn't have too much of a taste, though. Did yours have like a really nasty taste?
I don't know. I blocked it out of my head, honestly. Yeah. I'm like, let's forget about this. This is weird.
Yeah. Fuck. No, I think you'll enjoy it. Get back on the sea moss.
Yeah. It is weird when you just take down, slug back some of that.
Did we answer the goal-orientated question?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have goals.
Nice.
Do you have like I want to achieve this by this time or this date or this
date?
I used to do that and then I would like extend the date and then I'd extend it and then I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to keep it there as something that I would like to have happen.
Yeah, nice. Is that where you're at now?
Like, time is so weird. Like,
it's so
time
weird.
In my early mid-20s, I'd be like, I'm going to do this by this date. I'm going to do this by this date. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, me too.
Did you read Thinking Grow Rich and it told you to do that? Or
pardon?
Did you read like a book, like a self-help book that made that suggestion to do that?
No,
or?
It came naturally. And it's because I was doing stuff that I enjoyed doing.
Nice.
Where I was a terrible student in school because I didn't like anything I was doing.
Totally. Did you stay in school and finish, though?
Oh, yeah. I graduated from high school, and then I lived in Spain for a bit because I had a dance scholarship there.
Okay.
Wow.
So I lived in Madrid.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
World traveler, Spain liver. When spend some time in Spain?
When?
Yeah. In Benidorm?
Benidorm.
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
My grandparents live there, so we'd spend our summers there.
No way.
I know.
Isn't that baller?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'd be
when are we going?
6 to 8 weeks. I know.
Hello.
They've RIP, love you guys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love Madrid. Mm. I love the south of Spain too. That's where I did all my studies.
Oh, what? Like, wow. You went to college there?
University? I went there to be a flamenco dancer. I went to, like, the top flamenco academy. And then I performed there and then came back. Because my mom's a flamenco dancer. My dad's a flamenco guitarist. So they have a studio and a school.
No,
you didn't know
way.
That? Yeah, we have, like, a flamenco group.
That's so
cool.
So
I came back from Spain and then I, like, taught. I spent, like, my full time teaching and performing and
so you got
doing
major
arts
flow.
Council stuff.
That's when you bring it to the stage as a comedian, it's because you got so much flow in your veins. Your mom and dad were just, he was like, bam, bada, bam, bam. She was like, whichka. And there was like, then you were conceived and that, like, that's beautiful. That's, of course, you are a star child. Bless.
They're also very funny. So that was, like, my family is very funny.
And, do you have siblings?
I don't have siblings from my parents. Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm the only child from my parents, which I think has made me a little weird and a little isolation-y and good for stand-up because it's like it's a lot of solitude and
yep.
I can be alone. It's weird. I'm like, I'm fine with it. A lot of people are like, oh, the road, it's horrible. And I'm like, yep. I miss my boyfriend and my parents. But other than that, I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm the only child. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's odd. I don't like that people say we're like serial killers or whatever. That's not fucking cool.
No, that's cool.
That's
cool
gotta stop.
Yeah. Fuck y'all. Just kidding. I've been overly aggressive lately. I'm trying to dial that back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
Gets poignant. What
When's
you
your
do?
Birthday?
Thursday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
So
it's
glad
birthday
you're
week.
Here. Cheers, buddy. Oh,
cheers.
Thanks
congrats.
So much.
Cheers.
Thanks for being here. I'm glad
yeah,
you're here.
Yeah, no, this is fun.
Bless.
That makes you
Gemini.
That make you.
Here's the thing about that.
Cuspy.
I was born at midnight on the cusp, so I do not know.
You embody both
wow.
in some dimensions.
And it's not a good combo. I did absolute comedy like 4 years ago, and I used to have a joke about how I was born on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer, which is what I always say instead of bipolar. it's like
totally.
I used to have a cheesy I was like oh my dating profile I just have on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer instead of bipolar like I used to fuck with that
yeah
so I was doing that joke at Absolute like 4 years ago and I was speaking slowly because I'm like I want to try and take my time and what happens when you take your time sometimes is people will say something and I'm like oh I'm on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer and a lady went oh no
oh
just from the back
no.
of the room and it was so funny, and I was like, yeah. So it's
yeah.
so, I, and I
That's
was also,
they're
I was
different.
In,
they're
I
very
went,
different.
I was in Texas recently, and I was sharing a room with this other female comic. She's super funny, Morgan Gallo. Shout out, she's in Denver.
Morgan in Denver.
We were talking about astrology, and we were talking about the cusp thing, and I'm like, my birth certificate, it says I was born at midnight. So it's like right on the change. And she was like, oh my God, that's like a really horrible cusp too.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
No, because it's like.
It's a fucked up. You came right through right at that time.
Friggin' Geminis already have a weird duality to them.
Yeah.
So you have that plus another sign. It's like a three-pronged.
Yeah.
And Cancers are so compassionate and like deep feelers and like hold a lot in, I feel. And Geminis are like really poignant and like when they're in that side of them. The
yeah.
experiences I've had.
They're insane.
Geminis. Tupac was a Gemini. You know, definitely. It's a fun ride. It's passionate. I find
the
myself struggling.
Cancer is a little, you know, that one's, that's where all my problems are, I think.
The feeling, the deep
yeah,
feeler.
Yeah, the sensitivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
but
good, though, but it fuels you.
When's your birthday?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh,
April
you're
29th.
May? Oh, April.
No, I'm an April Taurus. They
different,
are different.
Different
beasts.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
April Taurines are grounded.
April Taurines like probably have much harder time boundary setting. May Taurians have a way easier time. I don't know what the next one is after May.
June.
So it is it Gemini?
Oh, yeah. So that's probably why. They're closer to the strength of the Gemini.
Geminis are usually the only other A types that have enough gusto to lock horns with me, Capricorn.
Okay.
So I'm like, very good. I'm running the
Capricorn.
Show. Yeah, yeah, I have right here. So it's like, I just very naturally am like, here is the flow. Like, let's roll. And then if a Gemini has everybody let's move. And if you have a better idea, let's do it. But until you successfully voice that, we're just going to, I got an idea for everyone. You down? Great, let's go. So Geminis will often, if they have a good confidence about them and they're like, hey, let's collaborate. And I'm like, let's fuck it. Let's rock. I've had a lot of good, Carmen, my modeling agent in Vancouver, she's a Gemini. If you can get on wave and you're also a strong creative, then I'll love you. But then sometimes I have locked horns the hardest with Geminis that are just like, fuck this guy. I want to run the show. And I have a different idea. And then, yeah, but I've loved that. I love those challenges. Geminis will flip on you, too.
They do flip. Yeah. No, I've known, like, everyone that I've ever known, I'm like, yeah. But it's not always, like, a bad flip, mm-mm, necessarily.
No. It can be into a good thing, too. It's just, like, a quick one.
Like, yeah. Or, like, it's very odd, though, sometimes. It's very, like, Jekyll and Hyde-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So good.
Oh, hey.
Hey!
Welcome back.
Cheers! Cheers! That's so good.
But all my planets are in Capricorn, which is like really weird too.
Dope. Capricorn.
Because yeah. It's like
that makes sense.
Shout out to Taurus. I have no planets in Taurus.
Taurus
are my
fate.
Like Pisces and Capricorn, and it's like, how wishy-washy can somebody get for fuck's sakes? Yeah, we get it.
Capricorns are, yeah, very conservative, clean.
Yeah, I feel like I like lists and goals and tasks. I love compiling my little tasks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like that's the Capricorn.
Do you make them mentally or write them down?
Oh, I write them down.
Oh, respect.
I'm like, I have a problem with obsessive compulsive writing of lists. Obsessive compulsive organization.
Really?
That is my problem.
I admire
you know when
that.
People are like,
I admire
don't
that.
Admire it. It actually it has plagued me. I've had to like.
I need to write shit down more often.
You know when people are like, oh, you know, you got to do it. You got to set your goals. I'm like, I need the opposite of that. I feel like that's been so ingrained in all of us. And I'm like, I've taken it to the next level. And I'm like, I need somebody to tell me I don't need all these lists.
Yeah, you don't need all those lists.
I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to do it. Sorry, I'm not cured.
Do you have you dabbled in therapy?
Yes, of course. Oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah. I went to therapy for under a year, and it's like it took me a few before I found the right one. And
it does. There's trial and error for sure.
She was like a Latina lady.
Yeah.
Nice.
And she was amazing because she would sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, I feel like I'm coming to you because I keep repeating these patterns in my life, and I have to accept the fact that it's not just circumstance, that some of it is created by me, and how do I proceed in my life? What are the moments where I need to catch myself slipping back into the pattern so I can prevent it? And I'm like, this is my theory.
Did you ask those questions?
I did.
Holy shit. You came to therapy prepared.
Well, because I had very specific problems. And it's like, it was, I made sure, it was like $125 an hour. I'm not going to come and be like, actually, I don't know. I was ready. I'm like, I'm getting every minute of this dollar right now. Yes. I'm like, this is my problem.
That's your Capricorn.
I pull out a roll like I'm a medieval squire. I'm like, hear ye, hear ye.
Yo, that's so gangster.
So I did that, and this lady, she was so funny because I'd been through to a couple therapists, and they would just like kind of sit and listen to me fucking go on, and they would never interrupt me or like go like, hey, you know, this. They'd just be like, I'm like, like, fucking hell, man. Can somebody, like, tell me off?
Tell you to chill out.
Tell me something, you know? Yeah. And I finally met this, like, equally spicy therapist, and she was amazing.
You need to relax.
And you know what was the best part? The best part about it was she's like, and you know that person you're talking about? I'm like... Yeah, and she's like, they had it coming anyways. Hey. She, like, justified some of my actions.
Amazing. That's so
she nice. Was like, hey, how you know when you did that psychotic thing? She's like...
Fuck them.
Yeah. She's nice. Like, good for you.
Good for you.
And I was like...
That is nice.
I'm like, okay. But...
How dope is that?
That was really fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it sounds like that person sometimes understands like humanity it. A little bit more than
are
maybe.
Are you guys, are you, have you?
I have, and it was very helpful. Yeah, very, very helpful. And I've been considering it again, actually, as of recently. I don't know, talking to someone just that you don't know is just really nice.
Who's it's a professional really nice. Who knows how yeah. to, like, guide your thoughts into something.
I definitely went into therapy thinking that, like, I was going to, like, get cured or something.
Fix me.
What?
That's why I'm like, you went right. in prepared. Like, I thought that you were going to tell me how not to feel bad anymore. And that I was going to implement that and then I would feel good all the time. Like, right. that's what I thought was going to happen. And what obviously happened is I got tools on how to manage when I feel bad.
You're right. So good. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's been life-changing. Like, I went from someone who, like, would say they self-diagnosed depression to, like, I don't claim that anymore. I don't think that I have it.
Communication.
Yeah.
When you're given the ability to articulate how you feel, like you're saying, like, your journey from, like, just dancing into making it stand up, you're, like, taking a feeling and, like, cognitively expressing it, and there's so much cathartic joy in that, like being able to communicate even how you feel or the awareness of what's going on. Like, I bash people all the time and feel bad later, but I'm the big bad beast, so who can I cry to? It's like self-inflicted remorse, you know, constantly. And it's like I go around in the cycle still being reactive. It's hard to cure, but we can have the awareness.
Yeah, I've had all my beverages.
I'm going to get you more.
I'm like a little rabbit.
Do you want some BioSteel water?
BioSteel water?
Yeah. Oh no!
Such a fail. Do you know what BioSteel is? Ugh, I got my vagina waxed today. I just got it waxed this morning. Have you ever done that? Yeah. I think everyone should try it. I said that today on our live stream. I think everyone should try waxing their genitals.
Crisis averted?
Crisis averted? Hilarious.
You have water.
Here you go.
Here's your liquid.
There's liquid.
Here's your liquid.
Here's the thing.
It's like the BioSteel. Flavor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I kept that in there.
What is that? Is that how BioSteel takes?
Yeah, I get the grape flavor, and it's just like it's bougie lemonade. It's $100 lemonade.
I've heard of this. I've seen advertisements for it at the Rogers Center, and I'm like, I didn't know what it was.
You have to get the powder. It makes me hydrated. Because if you get the one in the box, like, it's so sweet.
Okay,
like,
enough about that. You're getting your vagina waxed today.
Yeah. No, I got it.
And now
it's done.
Wax. Yeah,
it's just a little sticky.
Yeah, you know when your pants stick the pants are just stuck in.
Yeah.
You should actually make a sketch about that. You should be like...
That's a good idea.
And then you're wearing those pants and then they keep getting stuck and you got to rip it out. Were they gentle with you?
She was fantastic, actually.
That's good. Do you have somebody you regularly go to?
No, I don't. And I forgot to get her name.
You're just introducing yourself to new people?
All the time.
For that?
Yeah.
For that thing?
Yes. I know. I've never found anyone, honestly, that I like very much. Everyone's painful.
Do you have someone? Oh, yeah. This big Russian lady.
I used to. And now I had laser, so.
Nice.
Yeah. I had laser.
Congrats.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it hurts.
It, you know what hurts the most in lasering? The upper lip. This upper lip.
Mm.
Oh.
This is like the worst part of the body to get lasered.
Oh, no, because that hurts so much because it's so gentle. You ever cut your mouth there with a freezer?
It's worse than down there.
Really?
Yeah. It's worse than down there.
So mouth is more
sensitive.
Okay,
but do you think, though, that like it would help with lip wrinkles?
Mm. When? You're fine.
What? Laser?
Yeah. Like, wouldn't it regenerate the skin?
No.
Okay.
I've never really used it for skin regeneration. I've only used it for my Mediterranean hair removal, which I always get like a package of at least six, and I'm like, see you guys next week.
What do you mean a package?
You got to get a package because you got to go multiple times to kill the hair.
The laser.
Oh, the
you don't just get it once sessions? And it's done. It's multiple sessions.
So what's the point? It's just like waxing.
No, it's not, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Really?
Waxing is actually...
How long did that take?
Over a prolonged... probably like 4 months altogether.
Okay, so in 6 months...
But it gets thinner and thinner every time you go, right?
Like so the problem with waxing is it weakens the hair. The hair gets thinner, mm-hmm. and it has a harder time breaking through the surface of the skin. So it gives you more ingrowns, and that's what was happening to me.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Boo.
So I went and got laser.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us again on VaginaHere.com.
Thank you. We're ending with the vagina monologues.
Did you find a Groupon?
Now playing at the Berkeley Street Theater.
Vagina, vagina, vagina. Let's normalize.
A lot of vagina monologues.
A lot of vagina. We got to figure out her real name and put her here. Shout out to
what is her real name?
It's probably something awesome in Latin. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having
You're
me.
You're so cool. We could rip here for
so
hours.
So long.
I
know. Yeah.
I feel like this was a lot of fun, you
this
guys.
Was this was so good.
Really great. Thank
where,
you.
Where can the people find you?
Yeah. At Scanooch on Instagram, Scanooch. I'm usually at a Yuck Yucks club, so I post my show schedule all the time. And yeah, always awesome. Doing stand-up all the time.
Dude, remember when we first met outside of a stand-up show? We had a hilarious friend meet cute.
That was weird.
Outside of that drum circle.
Yeah.
And then I
was
went
looking
outside.
For beer.
She was looking for beer, and I was looking to just get out of there for a minute. And I was like, went outside to smoke a joint. And then we ended up stumbling into this like random little beautiful private like wine party with a charcuterie board. It was like we walked into like another dimension.
Yeah.
Like right outside. So they did this show in this drum circle for Puff Mama because she's the OG. And she brings us to the strangest spaces. And that's why we love Toronto, because there's comedy shows just like Brooklyn in apartment-like things.
Yeah, it's like a drum store.
Circle meeting space.
Drum circle.
Part of a house, kind of.
Yeah.
But like it's a space.
But there's like nothing around there. So,
exactly. And I never knew this was there. And she was just
I was just like, I wanted a beer. And I'm like, I know I sound like such an alcoholic right now. I'm like, I just wanted a goddamn beer. And I was like wandering around outside looking for beer. And then met you.
I popped outside and I was like, cool coat. It reminds me of LA. And then she was like, is there a beer around here? I'm like, probably. Look in here. And we
there
just
was like a
walked
party
in.
There.
We just walked in.
And they sold me beer.
And then I
was
like,
great.
Hey, guys.
And they had meats.
They invited us for like a charcuterie hang, totally like told us a story like sweethearts and just hung out for a minute. And it was just a hilarious moment. I'm like, I could tell you're an optimistic individual on a cool journey before I knew anything about you, because that was an experience I had with you before I knew like your background.
I'm always just looking for a beer.
No, you
that's
were,
like the story
no,
of my life.
You were optimistic.
You don't work and get a beer out here.
No, you were optimistic enough to manifest that like neat experience, and that was cool. And sometimes it's delightful.
I manifested beer. Wish I could manifest other things.
You can. That whole scenario was something. This whole scenario was something.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was good.
Go follow Angelica, everybody, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Show us some love by pressing that subscribe button.
Fucking share this. Screen cap it and post it on your socials and shit. Just tag us, you know? We dropped a lot of gems. She dropped a lot of big, banging, awesome moments. So shout out. Thank you.
And thanks so much for watching.
Do you have like an outro song that you guys do? You have the intro song.
It's both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Not the – no, there's another song.
And thank you very much for another episode of Dismal. Something like that. So you would like a harmonize.
Oh, that's a good idea,
we should try it. One, two, three. And
thank you
for listening to another episode of Dismal Stoners. I'm your host, Eleven.
I've been Winnie.
And this has been the Gateway Drug to Mindfulness.
I like this.
Okay. Adios.
Cheers, buddies.
Discipline Stoners. What's your discipline? You a stoner? That's cool. So are we.
I'm high a lot. It's weird to finally say that with pride. I'm high a lot. Being high has helped me with my anxiety. It's helped my social skills.
helped me feel okay about my shitty social skills. It doesn't make my social skills better, but it sure does make sitting in that awkward moment in a social interaction a lot more bearable. You know, that moment where no one in the group has anything left to say, and you desperately want to yell at all of them, just say something. Being high makes that hilarious and not torture.
Yo, it's 11 from Angertown. These plants just help me chill out. Found focus, found confidence. All of a sudden I was productive. Less protective, more progressive. Yeah, we talk about stuff like I'm a next sommelier. But this is about a medicine, baby. We wish everyone a mindful life. It's been a helpful tool for us. Whatever the route to peace, it's each individual's journey. And the more we communicate, maybe we can all help each other out. Love and light. Welcome to Discipline Stoners Podcast. With your host, 11.
And my name is Winnie.
And we are the gateway drug to mindfulness. And that's Ralph.
Bro, what you know about a couple levels up when I move and I go.
One day we're going to do a collage of all the times like a brilliant person just said like it's medicine.
Cannabis is a gift from Mother Earth.
Cannabis helped to heal me. Those natural medicines that we use to help to heal us, and of course they have this euphoric effect, or can.
It's an alternate natural way of healing, and I just think it's so beneficial, and there's so many good properties to weed.
I mean, that's the only difference in my life is I've added cannabis. The amount I've changed and the way our family has evolved and our relationships with my adult sons and everything, like just all through cannabis has been, it's been amazing.
It's part of my life. Like you said, you really can't separate me and the cannabis plant. I use it medically.
Yes.
I have fibromyalgia, diagnosed with fibro very, very young. And I use cannabis to treat my fibro very effectively.
It was through an event that caused her major anxiety that I got her to take a few puffs.
Yeah.
And it helped.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, from being up here to being able to cope.
You know, we've got naturopathic medicine and natural health products that rely on hundreds of years of traditional use.
Yes.
Which, you know, both cannabis and mushrooms technically fall under.
Yes.
If you can keep it at that sweet spot and it's in a healthy way, I feel like that's
it's medicine.
Yeah, I think it's medicine. You have to like check in with your life and be like, medicinal.
I felt like it complemented my personality.
Yeah.
Almost.
Good answer.
It's okay to use cannabis as their medicine. Mm-hmm. They no longer deserve to be in classrooms and hear that they're using drugs and they're bad, when this is medicine that is saving their lives.
Yes.
I mean, I would never put anything on the market that I wouldn't give to my mom or my grandfather.
Those strains are fantastic for pain management, nausea.
This helps, like, with pain management.
And I feel fantastic. Like I feel great. Do so I attribute it to cannabis and cannabis oil? Absolutely, I do.
Relationship to cannabis right now is beautiful, growing, most probably everlasting.
I think this is medicine.
Dude. 120%.
I've got ADD, and I'd use cannabis to help kind of focus me in and kind of turn things off. Like, it very much is medicine.
It was medicinal for me. It was like taking a medicine because that's how it worked.
Having a threesome, look at each other, deep in the eyes, you are my brother. Out on the East Coast, we having a threesome, you know that it feels good. I'm getting mixed feelings, I think that I want to touch you more than just between this woman. I don't know what's happening, we having a threesome in Nova Scotia. 3, 2, 1, and that song, good night.